All I ever wanted to do was fly, leave this world and live in the sky. I lift the C-130 out of Fort Worth town. I go up some days, I don't wanna come down. Fly that plane, call the angel flight. Come on, brother, you're with me tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home.
Freewheeling on the road, dog, Meredith Oakes, Chris T, here on a Monday. Darden Smith is with us. He's been making music for more than three decades and has innovated all sorts of things, including the Be an Artist program and Songwriting With, in which he collaborates with all sorts of different folks, including soldiers transitioning back to civilian life after combat in Iraq and Afghanistan, which is a really remarkable program. He's also got a new CD out called, well, it's coming out soon, called Love Calling. Welcome to the show, Darden.
Thank you, Meredith.
Actually, thanks for being here.
It came out last week. It came out on the 30th.
Oh, awesome.
The new new record?
Yes, new record.
We're listening to Angel Flight right now, and was Radney Foster the co-writer on this?
Yes, Radney and I wrote that song. We wrote that song for the original inspiration was to write it for the Texas National Guard here.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a commission for that, and I was going to write the song, and I was up at Radney's house in Nashville staying there writing songs for the week, and it just so happened that Radney walked into the studio right as I was trying to finish the second verse, and I said, please sit down and help me finish the song. And it was a lucky break that I was at his house and that he was available, because it really made a big difference in the song.
So I always wonder about folks who write by themselves and then also collaborate, and the differences and the difficulties, but also the advantages.
Well, writing by yourself is great because, and that's how I started, started writing songs when I was 10, you know, and it's great because you really can get personal and get deep. The great thing about writing songs with someone else is that sometimes you need someone else to pull stuff out of you, and sometimes you get stuck writing on your own, where if someone else is in the room, you can look at them and go, what do you think? And then the other advantage, which is always helpful, and the other advantage is that I think if you put yourself in the room with someone who is a really good writer, you have the opportunity to write a better song than you would on your own. And I find it to be a fantastic, really interesting process to actually collaborate with somebody. You can make something that you wouldn't be able to make yourself.
And how do other songwriters feel about it? Because, I mean, Radney is a songwriter by trade. Radney's a songwriter or songwriter by trade. Is it like going up to a doctor at a party and saying, hey, doc, I've got a problem over here. Would you mind taking a look at this?
Well, I'm a songwriter as well.
Okay.
So it's like two doctors getting together.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. There's no consensus when there's two doctors.
Yeah, it's like two doctors getting together going, what do you think we should do on this operation?
Right. How do we fix this
patient?
That's
really what it is. That's more like what it is because.
That's why Songwriting With is really fascinating, because you're working with people who aren't necessarily songwriters, or maybe they've wanted to do this, but it's really more of a cathartic thing, especially with the soldiers who've come back from combat, right?
Yeah, so I got really fascinated with writing songs. I love to write songs, and I do it all the time, but I got really interested about 10 years ago through the Be an Artist program stuff I was doing, of writing songs with people that don't write songs, because for a specific reason, and you can help them tell stories, and because it's a song, they don't get all wound up about, oh, man, I've got to tell my story. It's sort of like the song tricks. And not we're trying to be manipulative, but there's a way that it kind of tricks you into telling the truth, because you're finding a rhyme. And so the way that it works is that the people that we're writing with, say we're writing with soldiers, they're not songwriters. And so we're not asking them to write a song per se. We're asking them to talk. And they tell us the stories, and then we take, I mean, that's one thing that the songwriting craft does is you can synthesize a bunch of words into five or six words that then rhyme with something else. It's what we do. And you take their words and you put it into a song, and then you sing it back to them. And when you sing someone's words back to them, it shows them, A, you've been listening, and B, you value their story. And once they hear that, then they go deeper. And they start telling you more truth.
Yeah, have you found that it's difficult to get soldiers to talk about this stuff? Because the things you see in combat and then trying to come back here and transition back into civilian life is so incredibly difficult. You never get those images out of your head, and really no one else can understand unless they've been there.
Well, we don't understand, because I don't understand, because I haven't been there. And that's the one thing I tell them, is that I haven't been to combat, so I don't understand. And that's nice for someone to hear. It's like, I actually don't understand, and I'm not trying to make you think I understand. But here we are. And the thing about these, like when we're writing songs with songwriting with soldiers, we're doing it in a retreat. And the whole environment of the retreat is as important as the songwriting. And that is down to the executive director and the people that run the retreats, creating an environment where it's open, it's safe. Like, we're not going to go tell anybody what you tell us. It's totally confidential. And we tell them that straight up. Like, if you don't want anybody to hear your song, like, nobody hears your song. No problem.
This can just be for you.
Yeah, it's just for you, you know? We'll write it, record it, send it. You'll put it on your phone, and that's it. That's fine. That's good. But once you sit down and you say to someone, so what happened? And you actually let them talk, most people want to tell their story. It might be hard. But that's the other thing, where once you start writing a song, we don't have to actually write a song about the hardest thing they saw. If you write something that's like close to it, or something that somehow is around the very difficult issues they saw, it'll somehow trigger those other things that they saw. And they'll be dealing with that at the same time. Does that make any sense at all?
It does, Darden.
It's a very nebulous answer.
No, it was not as nebulous as you think. But we're talking with Darden Smith, the founder of Songwriting with and Soldiers. And I'm wondering what the genesis was of all this, the idea of working with soldiers and having them.
That's a good question. I was asked to do a concert at Landstuhl Air Base in Germany. And I was in the middle of this concert, I was performing for these guys who just come out of Iraq, and they weren't listening to me at all. They weren't paying attention. They'd been in Iraq for 9 months. Like, the last thing they wanted to do was hear some guy sing songs about himself, you know? And I was thinking as I sat there, like, I have nothing in common with these people, and they have nothing in common with me, and I wasn't enjoying it. I'd never really been around soldiers. And then when I put down my guitar after the end of the show, this Marine walked up to me, a man named Fred Kale, and we started talking about guitars, and we started talking about music, and I realized that, A, he knew the kind of guitar I played, and I knew his brother-in-law. His brother-in-law is Michael Doucette, who's in Beausoleil.
Oh, wow.
And then the more we talked, he was from Monroe, Louisiana. I used to play in Monroe, Louisiana when I was about 22.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that ran the club that I used to play in was the best man in his wedding. And the more we talked, the more I realized that I do have a lot in common with these people. The reason I felt I didn't is because I hadn't taken the time to open up to it. And that triggered, and so from that experience, I realized there was a song here somewhere, and I pursued that song. That song became Angel Flight, because I came back. Fred introduced me to the people in the Texas National Guard. Same thing. I thought, God, I have nothing in common with these people. The more we talked, the more I realized I had a lot in common with them. It's because I was putting up a barrier for myself.
Go ahead.
I take that barrier down, there's a lot of commonality. And then from Angel Flight, Radney put Angel Flight on his record. It was a video. It got a lot of views on YouTube and things like that. I got called to come out and work with some soldiers in Colorado. And that's where the real genesis of this came from, because I saw that my abilities as a songwriter and working with people in the songwriting with method, that it's a really fertile ground with soldiers. And now I find them to be the most amazing people. And I find that you have a lot more in common with people than you think if you'll just stop and slow down and listen.
Well, that's a really nice thing to hear in this day and age of polemic politics and people sort of drifting farther and farther apart based on ideologically driven stuff rather than actually talking. But also, you know, there's a misconception of people who are not in the military and whose families are not in the military have a misconception about it as much as they do about our audience, which is a lot of truck drivers. They think people who do that job are all monolithic, they're all the same, and it's wrong. And if you
everybody has a story.
Yeah.
And everybody has a much more fascinating life than we think. As you know, we don't think our life is fascinating, but it is. Everyone's life is interesting.
Well, yeah, once you start delving into people, that's absolutely true. But what happens when you start delving into them and you start assembling these thoughts into lyrics and a song? I mean, what is it therapeutic for these people? Is it, what kind of reactions do you see the first time you play a completed song for a soldier?
I mean, I know that when I write a song for myself, if I've got something on my chest that's bugging me, I can sit down and write a song about it. And it's like, I don't have to carry that bit of dark cloud, whatever I've got happening. I don't have to carry it around anymore. I got a song. And so it sort of takes it outside of me, and now I've got a song. And I know that's what keeps me. I mean, it's the cheapest therapy around. So it has that effect. You know, we're not therapists. We're songwriters. And we're very clear with them. This is not therapy. We're just writing songs.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is that there's something magical about songs. I mean, that's just all that I can say, is there's something magical about actually writing a song and about hearing your words and the thought and the issues that you're dealing with come back to you with a melody and a rhyme and something you can actually sing to and listen to. There's something really magical about it. I don't know what it is, but it does have an effect on soldiers. Over the course of a 3-day retreat, we found them to be much lighter. And by the end of the retreat, they're much more open. They're much more able to smile. We had soldiers actually write a song and go off and change clothes. And before we wrote the song, this one particular soldier, he was dressed in dark fatigues with a hoodie pulled over his head. He wrote the song, went and put on short pants and a white shirt, and was like, hey, what's going on? Smiling, laughing. It was amazing. It was like that was the most rapid transformation. But back to your question before about, or your comment before about the political, you know, divide and the preconception of that. Most soldiers that we've worked with are really just pretty much straight ahead, middle of the road people. It's like, I think that the political divide comes from people who maybe talk about it instead of do it.
Well, yeah, that was my point, was that people who don't really, who have an opinion without really knowing what the life is like, or what someone who dedicates their life to serving their country is actually like, or why, what their motivations are, or whatever it is. They don't understand.
Yeah. And it's very easy to get off in a corner and to talk about stuff. But when you actually get down and start talking to soldiers and people some of these people are I'm 50, so some of these people are less than half my age, and I find them to be the most, as far as being a human being, they're some of the most evolved human beings I've ever met, you know, in any, like, anywhere. And they've seen the highest and the lowest of the human condition, and that's an interesting perspective to bring back to our culture and our, like, Walmart, Starbucks, parking lots kind of world.
I agree. It's like
they've seen the highest and the lowest, and it would do our country a lot of good to actually listen to them.
Well, I also think we don't do enough for folks who've gone into combat and come back here, and now at least there's more awareness about PTSD and such. But we don't do enough for soldiers who've gone and protected all of us and served all of us, and they don't want anything. We've had these conversations over the years here on Freewheeling, and talking about a modified GI Bill and whatever. They're like, you know what? I served. That's what I wanted to do. I don't want anything. But I they deserve more. I always think they deserve more.
Well, they do deserve more, and what they deserve to be is treated like human beings, and treated with great respect.
We're talking with
and they don't need a balloon ride,
right?
You know, or they don't need that. They need a job. You know, they
yeah,
need
hell yeah.
They need
there
their,
you go.
They need their kids to be able to go to school. They need to be able to, the things that they were promised when they went into the military. They need to be delivered on that. And if they do need a break, and when you see one on the street, there might be a reason he's on the street. And actually, he could, you know, it's like, you may not want to give him money, but, you know, actually a dollar might make a big difference. And, you know, buy him lunch.
Right.
You know, treat him like a human being, because by the grace of God, it could be you or your son.
We're talking with Darden Smith, and you can find Songwriting with Soldiers online at songwritingwithsoldiers.org.
If someone wants to get involved in Songwriting with Soldiers, how can they? Go up to the web and find you, or is there another way?
Yes. Songwriting, the website, Songwriting with Soldiers, there's a contact form. You know, that's the greatest way to get in touch with us. And we, you know, it is a nonprofit, so there's that component, of course, resources and funds to do these retreats. But that's the biggest thing. And then, you know, every now and then we get contacted by a soldier or a soldier's family, and it just so happens that it coordinates with a retreat. And we've been contacted via email by one of, you know, one man in particular. His brother contacted us through email and then came, and he met me at a performance I was doing, and we were able to get his brother into the retreat. So you never know, but you can go buy the songs on the website. You can download the songs, and that's a great way to get involved. And then you as well, you know, you can send us an email, or if you have knowledge of a retreat center that could happen at, or some way to raise funds. I mean, that's all possible.
Again, it's at songwritingwithsoldiers.org, and you can also go to Darden's website. It's dardensmith.com. And thanks again, Darden, for joining us here today.
Oh, my pleasure. I love listening to you. I listen to, when I travel, I actually really like listening to this channel when I'm out traveling around. It's great.
Awesome.
Oh, well, thanks for listening.
I spend a lot of time in rental cars, and I always try to get serious when I'm on the, you know. And your friends over at the Coffee House channel play me a lot, and but I like series, and I like to listen to what happens on this channel. It's really funny. It's really great.
If you're on the road, it's the best place to be.
There you go. If you're on the road, get on the road.
Well, thanks again for the good work you're doing.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
All right.
It really is. Thank you.
Take care. Again, it's songwritingwithsoldiers.org or dardensmith.com.
The cockpit's quiet. Stars are bright. It feels kind of like church in here tonight. And it don't matter where we touch down on the Angel Flight, it's sacred ground. Fly that plane. Call the Angel Flight. I got a hero riding with us tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the Angel Flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home.